Hello.
Hello, my name is Karen Lopez. I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinion toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at the city?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. And are you registered to vote as Democrat, a Republican, or as something else?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. As things stand now, how often did you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Would you say that you always vote?
Always vote.
Always. Thank you so much. Would you please tell me your age?
71.
71. Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
White.
White, thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
In Florida, in general, they're headed in the wrong direction because of Mr. DeSantis.
Okay, thank
you. I live in Orlando. I'm pretty happy with the way things are in Orlando.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, if the elections for a state senator were held today, would you definitely vote for the Democrat candidate? Probably vote for
yes.
the Democrat? Okay.
I would vote for the Democrat, Ms. Muscarelle Powell.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize them, or it's okay, just let me know. And here is the first one. Greg Poole.
Say again?
Greg Poole. It's very favorable, somewhat favorable.
I can't understand what you're saying. Can you spell it?
Greg. It's G-R-R.
Yeah, Greg Powell. I've never heard of him.
Okay. Anna Scamani?
Very favorable.
Very, thank you so much. Planned Parenthood?
I'll say the name again.
Planned Parenthood.
I have not heard of him.
You have never heard of them?
Right.
Okay, thank you so much. Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. The National Rifle Association.
Say, what was it again? The National Rifle Association, very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you for your answer. The next one is Florida Power and Light or FPL.
Favorable.
Favorable, okay. The next one is Walt Disney World.
unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Ron DeSantis.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, and the last one is Rick Scott.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you for your answers. Thinking about the job Anna Scamani is doing as the state representative, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove?
I strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the elections for a state representative were held today, would you definitely vote to re-elect Anna Scamani? Probably vote to re-elect her?
Yeah, I would vote to re-elect her, but I thought she was term limited.
Okay. Okay, now, if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one would you think you would vote for?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. If the election for the United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mercusel Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
The Democrat.
Okay, thank you. If the election for state representative were today and the candidates were Greg Poole, the Republican, and Anna Eskamani, the Democrat, which one would you think you would vote for?
Anna Eskamani.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, there will also be amendments for the Florida Constitution and the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or not to oppose it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus your attention on right now? Keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, making housing more affordable, improving our public schools, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, passing common sense of gun safety, creating jobs and improving wages, fighting crime and protecting the public, protecting our air and water, lowering inflation, reducing the cost of healthcare and prescription medicine, reducing the cost of insurance, or support a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip.
How many do I get to pick?
A couple of questions. For this, you have to choose one.
Well, the problem is I know how the state legislature... Let's go with passing common sense gun restrictions.
Okay, thank you. And which do you think is the next most important issue?
Isn't that what I said? Common sense gun regulations.
Yeah, that's the one, the first one. But which is the next most important issue, like a second one?
The next most important, the problem is they're not going to pass any of them, because the thing that ought to be on there is reducing gerrymandering, but, insurance reform.
Insurance?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm typing your answer. Just give me 1 second. Okay. Now, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the local governments to focus their attention on right now? Lowering the burden of property taxes, making housing more affordable, reducing crime and protecting the public, expanding and modernizing public transportation, creating jobs and improving wages, protecting the rights of renters, improving our public schools, or reducing traffic congestion?
Housing, getting affordable housing.
Okay, thank you. And which is the next most important issue?
Transportation,
okay. Just let me type your answer, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read a series of descriptions of possible candidates for a state representative. For each one, please tell me which candidate you will be more likely to support if there were all you knew about the candidate. Try to choose just one, even when the choice is hard one. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who says that the woke ideology puts our children at risk to groomers and other predators, or A candidate who believes that diversity and acceptance for all people makes Central Florida a more vibrant community.
The one who supports diversity.
Okay, thank you. And which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who says the Democrat Party is a part of a socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country? Or a candidate who says the Democrat Party is not socialist and politicians use such diverse rhetoric and a fear to win elections?
What? Read them again. Please read those again.
Both or just the last one?
Both of them.
Okay. The first one is, a candidate who says the Democratic Party is a part of a socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country. And the second one is, a candidate who says the Democratic Party is not socialist, and politicians use such diverse rhetoric as figure to win elections.
The second one.
Okay, thank you. Then, which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who supports stabilizing the insurance industry in Florida to keep the industry solvent, even if that means bailing them out? Or a candidate who has rejected political contributions from insurance companies and challenges them to lower rates and justify their rate increases?
The first one.
The first one, okay. The next question is, which one will you be more likely to support? A candidate opposes political censorship law coming out of Tallahassee that put politicians, not teachers or parents in control of our kids' education, or a candidate who supports protecting parents' rights to remove books or lesson plans that don't reinforce the values.
The first one.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for a state representative. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for a candidate. Will it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Anna Kamani vowed to give our schools an additional $200 million to ensure teachers are paid fairly and have the resources they need to teach our children?
I support that strongly.
Okay, so we'll say that is very convincing.
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, Anna Kamani can still remember her parents working 7 days a week to pay the bills and keep food on the table. Today, it's even harder for families. Anna will fight to stop the corruption and corporate greed that drives up the cost of living.
That's very convincing.
Okay, thank you so much.
I'm almost at work. How much more do you have?
It's just a couple of questions more. You already have the 48%, and it's just like two questions like long, and then they will be short.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the next one is, Greg Paul will fight to stop the flow of illegal immigration into our community. Is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
The question doesn't make any sense. Convincing what? I'm sure he'll do something stupid like that. He's an idiot. But
so,
what are you trying to convince me? I'm going to vote for Anna.
No. It's just a question. This is one of the comments or opinions people have
It's not very convincing. It's not very convincing.
Okay. The next one is, during the pandemic, Anna Kamani gave up her salary to help those who were struggling to receive unemployment benefits and personally negotiated with landlords to keep constituents from being evicted. Is very convincing, somewhat convincing?
Yes, very convincing.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. With the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade, allowing states like Florida to ban abortion, we need an Eskimani in the state legislature to fight for a woman's right to an abortion, birth control, IVF, and other care. It's very convincing, somewhat convincing.
It's very convincing.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now, Greg Poole will fight to protect the Second Amendment and oppose attempts to strip our constitutional freedoms and the right to defend ourselves.
It's not very convincing, and I'm real sorry, but I have to go. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You have a good day. Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.